We have now a strong fighter for peace and justice, a member of Congress representing Brooklyn, New York, Major Owens.
This is a march of great patriots of America. You care about the country. You care about democracy more than anybody else. This is a time when you ought to understand that the pressure should be applied full force on the Congress of the United States, especially the members of my Democratic Party. Now is the time for every Democrat to stand up in Congress and be counted. We have a very practical solution on the board. John Murtha, a hawk who supported the war in the first place, in contact with the military, John Murtha has declared this war can't be won. We're wasting our money and our time and wasting lives. We should pull out. And he has a six-month plan for pulling out. Only 110 Democrats have signed under that resolution. Over the weekend, get busy. Make sure that every Democrat who refuses to sign up on the John Murtha resolution is made to understand that he's a coward. Only a coward would not have signed the Murtha resolution. Beyond that, we want to call for the resignation of Rumsfeld right now. The resignation of Rumsfeld. Now, he says, it's all symbolic. It doesn't matter. Everything matters. Keep the pressure on. Keep the pressure on. Let's get the Congress cowards out in the open and make them stand up and admit they're cowards. There's no reason why we can't move right now to pull the troops out, save lives, save dollars, and save America. Thank you.
Okay, we have now, representing the clergy and lady concerned about Iraq, the national coordinator, Reverend Sekou.
My name is Reverend Osaji Fosekou. I am the national coordinator of clergy and laity concerned about Iraq. We represent some 250 faith-based institutions working to end this immoral war. At a moment when much of this administration's activity is justified through biblical aims, we are calling on religious leaders throughout this country to repent for their silence against this war, to resist through forms of righteous indignation, and to renew a prophetic commitment to social justice. In that aim, on Monday, May 1st, some 60 clergy will go to the UN, the U.S. mission at the UN in a requested meeting with John Bolton, asking him to close that torture chamber called Guantanamo. If he is unwilling to meet with us, we will stay as long as possible, and we are willing to risk arrest in order to make sure that democracy continues to breathe and continues to be alive. Finally, we call on religious leaders throughout this nation to live out the best of their own religious traditions and its commitments to peace and justice, and join us in committing radical acts of civil disobedience in order to bring our country closer to the democratic project. At this time, when much of the demonization against immigrants and against people from the Middle East, we say to all religious leaders that we are all Muslim now, that we must all stand with Muslims in their struggle to be free and humane citizens at this particular moment in American democracy. And at this time, I would like to introduce our friend and our brother, Imam Saeed Al-Ray, who is the Imam of the Islamic Cultural Center. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Samir, not Saeed, which even Saeed mean happy. Anyway, I will greet everybody to say Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you all, from every faith, from every color, every background. In English, peace. In Hebrew, shalom. We are here as a Muslim to say that Islam is misunderstood by a lot of religious people, by a lot of leaders in this country and abroad. The Quran commands us, for all of us, when he say, surely God commands justice. equalities, peacefulness, righteousness, to show good for those who are nearer than you. So on that behalf, on behalf of the Muslim community, I urge every leader here to break the vicious of the cycle of viciousness. War only make more terrorists. War only make more trouble. We are here right now to say to everybody, the war costs every minute $100,000. How many poor people we can feed in that money? How many orphans we can take care for? So we urge everybody at this time to march with us to command peace and justice for everybody, for Muslim, for Christian, for Jewish, for Buddha, for every faith. We are here together to say to everybody, peace be upon you all, and God bless you all.
Okay, we're almost there, getting ready to step off on time. Another lead sponsoring organization is the head of the Climate Crisis Coalition, Ibrahim Rame.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ibrahim Abdul-Muid Rame, peace be upon you. A victory against war is a victory for the earth. A victory against corporate greed and irresponsible consumption is a victory for the earth. I would like to read a brief prepared statement from the Climate Crisis Coalition. I serve as a member of their steering committee. We are a broad network of more than 70 local and national organizations representing peace, social justice, labor, and faith-based groups and networks deeply concerned with global warming and environmental destruction. We undertake our advocacy and action with the firm conviction that massive national and global action is needed to address the threat of global warming that threatens all human life on Earth. This collective struggle today must be a struggle for the eradication of war. But we bring to this movement the understanding that ending the war against the environment itself must be a central element of our work for peace and justice. The Climate Crisis Coalition realizes that unhealthy, oil-driven economy is an engine that propels both resource wars and the unintelligent attack on the environment itself. Our call is for rational and intelligent civil actions, responsible consumption, and national and corporate policies required to create a sustainable environment and from this a sustainable future for all of us. We urge all of you who are gathered here to recognize that the issues of peace, justice, and environmental sustainability are inextricably bound together in the web of mutuality that Dr. King talked about. We will work for peace and justice with a deep and firm understanding that there can be neither peace nor justice until our planet itself survives. Go to www.climatecrisiscoalition.org. Thank you very much.
A lot of us remember this name from a while ago, very familiar. 35 years ago, this man revealed the Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg.
Hi. Thank you. I'm Dan Ellsberg. I'm here today because I don't think George Bush is stupid. I think he's dangerous. He's endangering our security. He's endangering our Constitution. Of course, he's not alone in that. I don't think just getting rid of Don Rumsfeld, as the generals want to do, will make us a lot better off. When it comes to people with really bad judgment, this team has depth. The question is, what do we do about it? What do we do even before November to prevent an attack on Iran, which would be as great a catastrophe as the attack on Iraq, or nuclear weapons, which would be still beyond history in terms of catastrophe? Cy Hirsch tells us that the administration is filled with people and the military ranks are filled with people who are doing operational plans for the use of nuclear weapons against Iran, either initially or as that conflict escalates, as it would. I was in that position myself in the Pentagon 35 and more years ago. What should a patriotic official do when he knows that his commander-in-chief is leading the country over the cliff, is acting wrongly? I have advice for them. Cy Hirsch says a number of them are so appalled they're considering resigning. When I read that in the New Yorker, April 17th issue, I thought to myself, resigning after the attack or before it? Even before it would not make any difference. I have a better word for them, a better thing for them to do than to resign. Leak. Put out unauthorized disclosure of those criminal plans. Put out the Joint Chiefs of Staff calculations and estimates as to why that is a totally wrong position to do. Don't wait for the Joint Chiefs to do it. The officials who know that can, at the risk of their freedom, the risk of prosecution, I was facing 115 years in prison possibly, and that was certainly worth it. They can put that out, and my word to them is, don't do what I did. Don't wait till the new war has started. Don't wait till that nuclear bomb has fallen before you go to the press and the public with what they need to know to stop it. Thank you.
There have been wars of necessity, and there are wars of choice. The Civil War, when in part of the country sought to secede from the Union and engage in treason and sedition and maintain slavery, that war had to be fought. World War II, the rise of fascism and Holocaust driven by the perverted views of Hitler, a war in which 55 million were ultimately killed, that war had to be fought. Then there are wars of choice driven by power and poor manipulation, Reagan invading Grenada, diverting attention from the Marine barracks attack in Lebanon, Bush 41 invading Panama, and Bush 43 invading and occupying and now seeking to conquer Iraq. Wars of choice. We're told that it is our obsession with democracy and democratic values that is driving our actions, in which 2,400 Americans have been killed, thousands of Iraqis have been killed, innocent civilians called collateral damage, billions of dollars have been spent, $6 billion a month and counting. For that democracy, we allowed Iraqi Americans to vote in the Iraqi election by satellite in America. On site, same day registration. 17 forms of identification with U.S. escorts at the polls. That was our passion for democracy in Iraq. But for democracy, for Katrina survivors in New Orleans, the federal government reduced the federal voting standards of pre-clearance. It shifted the burden back to the states. The Secretary of State will not allow eligible voters with the candidates. The state will not allow satellite voting. So if you can vote for democracy in Iraq from New York, why not New Orleans? In other words, the democracy for Iraqis, we spend billions. For those in New Orleans, we reject dollars. This war of choice is not just tactically wrong. It is morally wrong. We have been lied to, and we have been spied on. We've lost lives and money and honor. It's time to go another way. Our youth are killing and being killed for no good reason. We're sinking in a hole. We need a rope to pull us out. Bush wants a shovel to dig a deeper hole. We deserve leadership and to end this crisis. Rumsfeld does not and never did have the answer. Bush does not have the vision. On the U.S. hit list is Venezuela, North Korea, and Iran. We cannot declare war on the whole world. Diplomacy from strength matters. So we cannot sell for one part but two names. It's time to fight back. America's come alive. Today we march to end the war in Iraq. Tomorrow we march to end genocide in Darfur. Monday we march for a fair and just immigration policy. America's on the march again. And don't stop marching until there's hope and healing and there's new leadership in the White House. God bless you and keep hope alive. Let nothing stop you and nobody turn you around.